you do, if the bias, when they like...
Unless that was yesterday, I don't remember.
Okay, so we're doing, so we're continuing the run.
Let's see here, make sure this is where we're going to hear. Okay.
So continuing the run, we're on, the run's talking about Ner Chanukah, okay? So the question now is, again, the Ron's principle is that whenever it's a mitzvah that you have to do yourself, then you say le. When it's a mitzvah that you could do through a shliach, then it's al. Okay, through an agent, then you say al. Okay, so the problem is Ner Chanukah. Because Ner Chanukah, on the surface, you could do through a shliach. Because if you have a mitzvah, your wife could light. Anyone in your house could light. You don't have to do it yourself. Right? Yet, we say le. Not like Ner Chanukah. Right? So that's the problem. Okay, so the Ron says, that's what he says. He says,
Dalet.
Dalet, Ralph? This is how it works. Dalet.
Okay, got it.
Okay? Miyu, Periyah for Miyu. So the answer is no, because since the halacha is, if you have a guest, basically your answer is that really it's not working through shliach. Okay, it's not working through shliach. And the proof that you can't use a shliach is because, let's say you're a guest, you're an achsanoi, you're a guest by someone's house. So you don't have any house, this is where you're living as a guest, you're boarding by someone, let's say. So the halacha is that you can't just tell them to light for you, that's your location, but you can't just say, oh, have me in mind. It doesn't work. You can't just appoint them a shliach. Rather, you have to chip in. You're mishtate pepriti, which means you chip in, you give them a certain amount of money for the candle, and thereby the candles are your candles as well as their candles. And therefore, it's like it's your mitzvah. So he says, since you see that you have to give this money, because you can't fulfill it only with your own candles. So therefore, the mitzvah can't really be fulfilled through somebody else. Can it only be fulfilled through you? And therefore, this bracha is really a le bracha. Of course, it can only be fulfilled by you. Okay, and again, it's not, as he's saying, apparently it's not working through shlichus. It's not really agency. It's something else. Okay, and this something else, you see that it becomes yours or something to that effect. The question is, what's the idea? But bottom line is, you don't have to do it yourself. You don't do it yourself, so what's the deal here? Right, how does this work? Right, and it is funny. I mean, the whole thing is funny. I think we did this maybe this past year, 2 years ago in the Chanukah time. Like, what's the deal with the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Like, how am I Yotzei? How do I fulfill the mitzvah when my family members light the candle for me? Right, I mean, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah on me? So then I should have to light a candle. It's on my... why doesn't everyone have to light a candle? But it's not halacha. One guy lights a candle, and that's suffice for the whole house. So what's the deal? And then how does Achsanoi work? How does his gas? Achsanoi is a gas. How does that work?
By the way, just as an aside, I'll get to what you're saying. The Chiddushi Anshei Shem, I think. Okay, so Chiddushi Anshei Shem. So let's just recall. So I think we did. Didn't we do this? So I think the way we said by Ner Chanukah, we did this year in Shiraz, Ner Shabeso.
Because what bothered me, I remember, is what's the deal? You want to say the Chiv is on the bias.
Right.
But, like, what kind of entity is a bias? And is there such a thing as, like, a bias? There's five mitzvahs. Like, I understand there's an idea of Yachad and there's an idea of a Tzibor. What do you mean, like, there's my house, there's five mitzvahs? Like, where's that unit? Where do you see an entity like that? So we said it intrinsically, you don't have an entity like that. But
right,
we said
right.
is that the mitzvah here is Pirsum, and Pirsum is through an air bias,
right.
And the halacha is that you have to be mefarsim through your bias. Now, if the halacha were set up in the normal way that you'd want to do it, let's say you set up, it's a chiv to light a candle in your house, so then you'd have it set up, the idea is like, oh, here's the thing, is that, so it would turn out you have, let's say, five people in the house. So you'd say they're all chayav to light a candle. Let's say there's a mitzvah on a yachid, a regular mitzvah. So you're each chayav to light a candle. The problem is that the mitzvah is not to light a candle. The mitzvah is to define the bias as a makom pirsum.
Right.
So once you light one candle, it's over. You can't have five people doing it. You can't do it a second time or a third time or a fourth or a fifth time. It's only could be done once. The mitzvah, by its nature, is defining, qualifying the bias. So you can't keep doing it. It's not just an action. If it were just an action, then you could say each person lights an action. Each person does it. Each person tries to do the action in the house, light the candle.
Right? Each person's chayav to take a lulav, each person's chayav, right? But it's an idea of defining the bias. The problem is that, so what are you going to have? So you're going to say it's a chayav on each person to define the bias, but then you're going to have like overlapping chayav. You're going to have five people to define the bias. The first guy's going to do it, and everyone else is going to be, oops, I have nothing to do, I can't do it. It's like a chayav on me, but I can't do it. There's nothing for me to do. So it's like it would be a funny structure to have it set up that it's going to be chiyuv on every individual to do something where only one of the many individuals is going to be possible to do it and everyone else is simply going to be impossible for them to do. That's not a good structure. So therefore, since the chiyuv is to define the bias as a makom pirsum, that halacha forges a gavra of the chiyuv. The chiyuv falls upon the unit of the bias. Yeah, since it's to define the bias, and there's such a thing as the livers of a bias, the dwellers of a bias, dwellers of a home, so therefore the nature of the mitzvah is koveya, it sets up a unique gavra of the mitzvah. And the mitzvah falls upon the unit of the household. Okay, because obligations on a household, on a house, are taken care of the household. They're not individual. Right, you have to get a smoke alarm. The household has to get a smoke alarm. It's not any one person. I mean, there's an idea that those types of mitzvah, an institution which is a responsibility of a household, falls upon the unit of the household, the members of the household. So the mitzvah, because of the nature of the mitzvah and the way the person was set up, therefore the chiyuv is chal upon the unit of the bnei bayis. Okay, so now this is the way we said it, but you could have learned that really it's a chiyuv of hadlaka. It's really just hadlaka, you have to hadlaka. And the way it works is that when one person lights, it's like a shliach for everyone in the house. You could have learned that way. And what we're saying is that the chiyuv, we're not saying that. We're saying is that it's a chiyuv on the bnei bayis. So it's not shlichos, it's just one person lights, he is the representative of the unit of bnei bayis. Right, of the dwellers. So that's what we're saying. That it's not, again, it's not that he's my shliach, he's my agent. My agent means where he's like, I'm the guy chayev, and he's like an extraneous guy who's doing it on my behalf. It's not doing it on your behalf. The unit of bnei bayis is chayev, and the way this unit works is one of the bnei bayis does it on behalf of the unit. That's that he is the representative of the unit. That's not shlichos. But you could have learned, really, the other way you could have learned, and I'm saying that you could have, because the Ron's going to try to prove one way from Nach Sinai. So the way you could have learned is that really just a chayiv to light a candle in your house, let's say. A chayiv to light a candle in your house, and each person's chayiv, each individual's chayiv to do it. But I could use a shliach. But the chayiv is, like each person, you could have said each guy is chayiv to define the bias, let's say. Each person's chayiv to define the bias. But they're all individually chayiv. It's not on the unit of bnei bias, but it's a chayiv on each individual to define the bias. And I could appoint you one guy. We all appoint one guy as the shliach. He's the messenger to define the bias. So even though we're all chayiv, but we appoint him as the shliach, and thereby he does it. You could have learned that way, that it's working through shlichus. But the Ron says, so now it comes to Nach Sinai. So now what's going to happen by Nach Sinai? So if it's a chayiv on each individual to define the bias, then I guess by Nach Sinai also you'd say it's a chayiv. He's there. He's chayav to define the bias, and he should be able to point to shliach. Okay, so why doesn't that work? Why doesn't shlichus work? So what then? So how does Nach Sinai work, so according to what we're saying? So by Nach Sinai, so what happens to you? So Nach Sinai is a funny guy. See, because the question is, you'll say, the chiv is on the b'nei bias. You say, is he b'nei bias? Is he a ben bias? So he's like, kind of. He's not a primary ben bias, but he, so to speak, he joins on to the unit of Dira. He's like a secondary ben bias. And that's what he does. He's a guest. The guest is a phenomenon in Dira. There's the primary Dayaran, the primary dwellers, and then they have a guy who joins on, who secondarily, he partakes, he joins on to the Dira of the host. Right? He's like a secondary dweller there. Okay, he's a secondary dweller there. He's not primarily, it's not his home. But he's supposed to be piggybacking on to the dira of the real dwellers there. That's his idea. He's a guest. He's with me. So he's with me. He's not really a dweller in the house, but he participates in our dira as a guest. He comes under our wing, so to speak. He participates in our dira. So therefore what? So the question is, if the bias, when they light a candle in the bias, will that candle count for him?
For a secondary.
For a secondary Ben Bias, exactly. For a secondary Ben Bias. See, because, see, well, when you have light a candle in the house, it's a candle of the house. And all the dayarim of the house, all doors of the house, are the candles for them. But now he is like a secondary dweller. Now, in a secondary dweller, he doesn't necessarily partake of every single function which takes place in the house. See, a primary dweller, when you do something to the house, it affects everybody. But he is like secondary. He could, the guest, he could partake of certain features of the house and not partake of other features of the house. He's like, he comes, he could, he's not intrinsically involved in everything in the house. He's a guest. Sometimes if you light a candle there, it doesn't necessarily go for him. It doesn't necessarily relate to him. He's like, it's a limited dira. So what he does is that through bimishtate fepriti, through chipping into the candle, so he's saying is that this candle, which is a candle of the house, involves him as well. In other words, if he wouldn't do that, then basically it would be, it's a candle of the house. But he's just, say he's a guest, but he doesn't relate to all the functions of the house. But he could chip, he has the ability to participate in the function of the house if he does, if he chips into it. So now, is there some objective demonstration, something which renders it that this is his as well? It's not just a... You're right, because he could or could not. From the guest doesn't intrinsically partake of the standard things.
Like, for instance, he doesn't, it's just...
For instance, like, does the guest have the chores of the house? Like, the chores. There's certain responsibilities of the house. He's a guest, he doesn't necessarily... Now, if he could buy in, he could chip into that, and he could become part of the chore system or whatever, but he's not... He has to do an action. He has to buy in. He has to render himself a component of a function that he could. He lends himself to being, to participating in certain functions of the house, but he has to do so. So the idea of Mimshadi Priti renders him that vis-a-vis this function of the bias, this nair of the bias, it's on his behalf as well. It's not only it's the bias of the primary diarim, but he is participating in their dira in this regard. And that's what Shita Priti does. If he just tells them to have him in mind, it doesn't, they need an objective expression. He has to objectively be his the shit is to buy in. Okay, it's just the shlichus wouldn't work, because otherwise there's nothing that's not concrete. He has to do a concrete action to demonstrate that. I guess, see, normally the idea is the candle of all the household members. But him, in order for it to become his candle as well, he has to actually financially jump in. And now he eventually chips in, it's his candle, it's his nair also. But your average guy can't do that. I can't just chip in with my next door neighbor's candle, I have nothing to do with him. But since he's a guest, so he's someone who he is involved in the dira in a secondary manner, and thereby he has the ability to partake and to chip in so that it's his candle as well. Because he's kind of that type of status. He's someone who could chip in could partake of the functions of dira of the house because he is a secondary dweller. But he has to do so. He's not automatically that way, but he has to do so. It seems like the Ron's point here is that you can't use shliach. If you had, let's say, a babysitter in your house and you want the babysitter to light for you, you can't. The Ron's point is that it's a mitzvah, you must light the candle. But who's the you? The you is the Bnei Bias. The you is not you, Plony, you individual. It's you, unit of bias, of Bnei Bias. And you, unit of Bias, must do it. So one of the Bias has to do it. Okay, it can't be done through a shliach. See, that's the question. Is it just an idea that you must make sure there's a candle in your house? Then you can use a shliach. It's just a responsibility. Remember, that was the Naran, the two types of Kedusha of a mitzvah. One was just the responsibility, and one where you actually have to do something. So if it was just a responsibility, make sure it gets done, so then appoint the shliach. Appoint the shliach, make sure it gets done, appoint the shliach. Maybe tell them to do it for you. But the saying is, but that's not the way it's working. It's an idea that you must do it. But you must do it means the way you do it, you are the unit of the bias. So the way you do it is the one of the Bnei Bias do it. But that's not shlichus. That's an idea of the Bnei Bias doing it. And the Achsanoi is also becomes one of the Bnei Bias, and he's also doing it through the representative of the Bnei Bias. Once he chips in, then when one guy does it, he's a representative of all the primary dwellers and of the Achsanoi. So, but he's doing it as the hand of all the Bnei Bias, so to speak. It's not shlichus. Shlichus is where you're just getting the thing done secondarily. This isn't getting it done. This is the way to do it. This is the primary way to do the mitzvah. It's to do it through to do the maisa by one of the Bnei Bias. And so Danny asks, why is the Achsanoi chayev? Right? Why is the guest chayav? But I'd say is, see, the chayav is to, insofar as you have a dira of a bias, you chayav to express, to use that bias for a person. So the thing is that a guy who has a primary dira, then fine. But you have a secondary dira. You do have a dira. You partake of a dira's bias in a secondary manner. So you chayav to use that to express person through that, through that secondary dira. Now the way in which you do it is through chipping in. But you have a second, you know. It's a whole question, by the way. I think it's a question. I think Rebbe holds this is actually. I think Rebbe holds this way, but it's. I'm not sure if I saw this openly. But the question is, could an Achsanoi light? Could an Achsanoi light his own candle? Okay. So you could say no. He has to be Mishnatei for breathing. It's a simple way to read the Gemara because it's not his house, and he doesn't. He's not. He doesn't do that. He's a secondary dyer, a secondary dweller, and he partakes secondarily of the dira. Yeah, exactly. Qualified. Exactly. He can't qualify the bias. He could partake of the qualification of the bnei bias through chipping in, but he is not subject to acting as an individual in the house. That's not the nature of his dira. And since that's not the nature of his dira, that's not the nature of his mitzvah. The mitzvah aligns itself with the nature of the dira. So if he's a dira secondarily, so it means he participates in the functions of the bnei bias. He doesn't do. He's not his own guy in the house. That's not the way it works. He's a guest. So a guest, he partakes of the lighting of the house through chipping in. I don't think everyone holds that, but I'm just saying that it makes sense that way. I mean, you don't have to say it, but I mean, this is again. We're just. I mean, there are questions here. I mean, I'm not again. Like this is kind of the way it's going to be in the sugya. Is we're not doing the sugya of Achsanoi and of Ner Chanukah. This makes sense. I think it's a good svara, but. Presumably, if you went into it deeper, you'd come up with other ideas or different rishonim or different. You know, this is kind of what we're going to do is throughout the sugya. It's like scratching the surface. I think this is a good opening for if you do the sugya of Achsanoi, you'd have an idea, some thoughts in the area, and then you know. But I'm sure there are further ideas and further points. And, you know, it's kind of the way it's going to be here because we're going to kind of get our feet wet in different sugyas and try to come up with ideas which are brought out by the rishonim talking in this area, but. It's kind of pulling, you know, they are parts of bigger sugya, so, you know. But we can see how the Rishonim are learning them from that.
I mean, I'm just saying the Ron's Havmina is, I don't know, I'm not really working out that much because he doesn't go with it. I'm just saying it's a simple way when you look at Shlichot at Ner Chanukah, that's what's going on here. But he's showing you if you look more deeply into Ner Chanukah, that's not what's going on here. So I don't want to spend too much time on working out how you would have formulated Ner Chanukah the other way. It's just, it's enough, it appears that way on the surface enough that the Ron has to go out of his way to explain it. You know what I mean? But it doesn't mean it's a Havmina. Like, it's a Havmina enough that the Ron has to explain how his theory works out in Ner Chanukah. You know? So that's what he's doing. I don't think it's worthwhile to do that type of thing, you know, to really. It's not his purpose, you know. Oh, so now it turns out. So now the Ron is saying. So the Ron is saying, is what bracha do you make? Is this what type of mitzvah is this? Is this a mitzvah which is you must do? Or is it a mitzvah that you could just, it's a responsibility to take care of and you could use the shlech to do it? He's saying is it's a mitzvah which you must do. Now, but not you must do, but you, the gavra of the mitzvah, must do. Namely, the bnei bayis. Or to clarify that, let's look at the machlokas now. So now I think we could see, I mean, we have to define it better. But the Ron versus the Chedushin HaShem, the Yushalmi, I guess the Bavli versus the Yushalmi. Because you could see saying, still, you don't have to do it. Because someone else not biased can do it. Or you could say, you, B'nai Bias, have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, so it seems like there's room to have a machlokas here, so maybe we can try to define that. Yes, okay, so David's saying like this, on the, depending on David. So, saying that, so the way we were learning previously was that the lit or al reflects two different mitzvahs, two different kedushas of a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah which you must act. You must personally act. You're charged with an action versus a mitzvah where you're charged with a responsibility. Okay, you have to make sure something happens. So if you look at it in that framework, in the simplest way, you'd say that here it's the latter. It's a responsibility. Because you personally don't have to act. You could have your brother do it, your father do it, your sister do it. Right? It's in the Kedusha, what's the personally, how do I experience the Kedusha of the mitzvah? Must I act or must I make sure it gets done? So I'll say, I must make sure it gets done. Okay? In terms of the Kedusha, it's not a action mitzvah, it's a responsibility mitzvah. Right? So that's the Rishalmi.
That's why the Yerushalmi says that you say Al here. But the Ran is explaining that the Bavli says that when you say that you set up go by the Kedusha of the mitzvah, it doesn't go by the how it's not it's so to speak halachified, and it doesn't go by how the individual experiences the mitzvah, but it goes by the conceptual construct of the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah which is like a mitzvah of a maisa, which the gavra of the mitzvah must do this action and can't outsource it? Or is it a mitzvah which is set up as one which is a responsibility that the gavra of the mitzvah must get done? Okay, is it a mitzvah to do something, or is it a mitzvah to make sure a result gets done? And here, the gavra of the mitzvah is the bias. Here, the gavra of the mitzvah is the bias. And the b'nei bias must act. They must do this mitzvah. Okay, it's not a mitzvah which could be outsourced. But b'nei bias could do it. Now, the fact that any individual personally has the ability to pass it off, and therefore the personal kedusha may be one of responsibility, but the structure of the mitzvah is a mitzvah which is really on the gavra and can't be passed on. And therefore, it's a mitzvah leh. The mitzvah, this is a mitzvah. What type of mitzvah is this conceptually? It's a mitzvah leh. God commanded us to do this thing. Okay, and that's a certain type of mitzvah and a certain class of a kedusha of a mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. In mitzvahs, there are two structures. There's a structure which demands action and a structure which demands responsibility. You give a shevach on the kedusha of the mitzvah, namely what class, what type of a class of mitzvah does it fit into? And this fits into the mitzvah, which is a leh mitzvah. Okay, this is a mitzvah which is like a shanu leh, lehadlik, nechanika. The gavra is chayav to light. Although it doesn't affect the individual actor in that manner. So that's the question, is when you say this to the Kedusha, does it go in terms of the structure of the mitzvah and the Kedusha based upon the halachic structure of the mitzvah, or does it really go to the particular experience of the individual? If you say that it goes by the particular Kedusha on the individual, see, it's very nice you want to say theoretically the mitzvah is on the gavra of the bias, right? But there's no personality of the gavra of a bias. I mean, bottom line is, that means every guy in the house has to say, hey, it's Hanukkah, what's going on? What's our plans for Hanukkah? So, practically speaking, there's no such thing as the gavra of the bias. You know, and practically speaking, each individual has some sort of obligation. Every person can't just say, oh yeah, the bias will do it. This doesn't work. I mean, each guy has to figure something out. You know, and they have to discuss it among themselves and figure out what's going to happen. So therefore, each particular individual relates to this thing as a responsibility. Each guy says, well, who's going to take care of it this year? You know what I mean? So the particular individual. But halachically, there is a gavra of the bias. You know, and the halachic structure is the gavra of the bias is obligated. And that gavra has to, that conceptual gavra must do it. It must do it through one of their representatives. You know what I mean? So the structure is a less structure, but the personal experience is an all experience. So the question is how it's a really good breakdown within the Ran's idea. I mean, he's further the way the Ran is talking is further qualifying this thing. Don't think, I don't mean it in the way that it sounded at first. That was the first take, goes by the Kedusha. But I don't really mean the actual Kedusha of the mitzvah, like the guy doing it. I mean, is it this type of structure or is it this type of structure? And that's kind of the way he set up originally. Mitzvos that could be through a shlech, mitzvos that can't be. You know, it's going by the construct. But you could see the Yerushalmi's argument. I mean, you could see that. You know, I mean, I didn't look up the Yerushalmi, but the Lishan Shem saying, you know, that's the Yerushalmi. So he's learning there's a machlokes. So you could see going that way also. It's very interesting. It's like a further. That's why the examples are good. They're not just examples. They're further bringing out the nuances of the idea. You know. Let's set up for next time. We have a few problems here. So let's read. I think we do this. Another question is by Truma, right? Because by Truma, you're allowed to use a Shliach for Truma. So that's no problem, but you say Le. Okay? You use a Shliach and you say Le. So the Ran says is you can't really use a Shliach. You kind of can use a Shliach. But when you use your Shliach, you have to have Das in the Truma. Machshava. That you have to be thinking, I want my Truma to be separated. Yes, and then when he does it, I mean, I don't know the shah, but I have to have the das, and then when he does it, then it works. But if I don't have das, no, for instance, if someone, a shliach does milah, circumcises my kid for me, so then, fine, it works. It works. He's,
You do not have das, you appointed him as a
shliach. No, even if I don't appoint him, let's say I don't appoint the guy as a shliach. So it works still. It still works. And the kid is circumcised. don't do anything. It counts. The mitzvah meal is done, or the dikar of my house is done.
It happened.
But in Frasha, if another guy takes off your chuma without you appointing him, if he volunteers to take off your chuma, it doesn't work. It simply doesn't work. Because the shliach, it says you need machshava. Just like you must have machshava, if you take it off, so too if you're shliach, you must have machshava. You must have das. So therefore, he says, it's not really shlichas. It's not really shlichas, and therefore you could say, you say what? Right. So that's one. Okay, so then the next problem is like this. He says, what about Sfiras Omer? What should you say about Sfiras Omer according to this? So in service, you'd say Sfiras Omer, you have to say le. Right? So you should say by Sfira, you should say, you'd think that you should say le. But we don't. We say Asfiras Omer, right? Asfiras Omer. So here's, you get this. He says, V'ikol HaMeimar, he's bothered, right? V'ikol HaMeimar, Shekivon Shekvar, Shekar Karav HaOmer, since the Karban HaOmer was already brought, because okay, here's how it works, is that you bring the Karban HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, you bring the Karban HaOmer, and that's the first day. You count day one. And then you count 49 days, and then the 50th day is Shavuos, where you bring the Shtei Halachim. Different carbon. Okay? So when you count Sevira, you already brought the carbon omer prior to your counting. You already brought the carbon omer prior to your counting. Vehein monim mi menu, and we count from the omer, right? Today is the fourth day of the omer. So it means of the omer, it means of the carbon omer, which we brought. And so it goes to us omer. Counting of the omer. Counting days from the omer. The low monim low, we don't count towards it, right? We don't say, for instance, there's 30 days until Shavuos or until Shtei Halachim. We count from the Omer, right? Sfiras Omer, 30th day of the Omer, after the Omer, from the Omer, Tiknuha Baal. Therefore, we said it with Al. So presumably on the Pshat, I mean, he's not to explain it, but he means because bracha whenever you do a mitzvah on the past, you say Al. Lit is future, Al is past. So since Al is past, right, Al, you always say lit for the future and Al for past. So since you're counting from the Karban Omer, and the Karban Omer you already brought, on day one, you'll say, what do you mean, isn't it future? No, you already brought the Karban Omer. So since it's on the past, the Karban Omer, you say Al.
But it's
Al Sfiras Omer. Al Sfiras Omer, that's the problem. It's Al Sfiras Omer. It's not bringing the Karban Omer, it's not the mitzvah, it's your Sfiras Omer. So what do you mean, it's since you already brought the Karban Omer? What does that have anything to do with it? But the mitzvah Sfiras Omer. But he says, if you would be counting towards the Karban, then you'd say Le. But since it's on the Sfira, which already took place, so therefore you're going to say Al. Okay, everybody say Al. Okay, so that's just to keep us busy. And then one other point that he gets into is by, why you say Al Mikra Megillah and Lishmo Akol Shofar. Like they're both of them, you have to hear the Megillah and you have to hear the Shofar. But here you say Al and there you say Le. So that's the next part he gets into. But I think for tomorrow, these two points, the Truma and the Sphere should keep us busy. And I hope, hopefully we'll do tomorrow's Tainus. I'll send out an email, like 2-3 o'clock.
What time is it?